from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. Sports Hub.
He'll tackle, but the ball's coming out. LeBron has got it.
Sports Hub on 91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum and good evening. If you've just streamed in, this is 91.3 FM, Voice of the Cape Radio, Sports Hub with myself, Fatima Said, and Shafiq Siddiq. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. After 3 months, you even look different.
How different?
Not a bad different, Shafiq.
No, you must say now.
Umar, wa alaikum salam. Umar is saying more grey. I'm saying okay, more content. Yeah. So funny because you came in here with a lot of jokes.
Me?
So yes.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. So this show is now about me changing. Oh, well, thanks for doing what you do, Fatima. Umar, thanks for being here. It's take two basically for us.
Yes, it is. It was a little bit nerve-wracking driving here because I was wondering if we were going to get stopped or anything like that, but we are essential services just so that our listeners can hear
it's essential
call.
For the radio too. The wireless must spiel, man, sir. It must spiel. So Fatima, Fatima, we've got quite a bit kicking off here, but
yes.
I think, you know, the way you've programmed everything and put things together, a lot of people would want to know this online fitness besakit, mensa. Spring in die lug in die huis.
If you'd put it like that, Shafiq, it's such a difficult time, I think, for South Africans. People are at home. A lot of people have either
picked up weight, lost
their jobs. It's like, you know, you're doing a lot of things at home.
No, we look at the positives.
You know, yes.
Picked up weight.
So, you know, picking up weight isn't a bad thing for people, but a lot of women, yes, are used to going to the gym every single day, and now they don't have that anymore. That was the one thing. So, you know, a lot goes hand in hand with your health, your health and wellness, and then obviously your mental health. So, you know, being at home, Shafiq, your mental health is so important.
I was going to say, you know, mentally, this has hit a lot of people in different ways. And like you say, you go to the gym, you feel a bit free, but other people around
you.
Now you're confined within your home and a new hookie. With whatever your mat and your dumbbells and all that, you know, heavy balls and things. But I believe you've got someone special to tell us a bit more.
I do. We do have a set of fitness people that will be joining us for the next few weeks. It's just, you know, about, I think, Cape Town. All the fitness experts in Cape Town. So they're doing something called online training now, Shafiq. And they have apps and they have absolutely everything amazing. The first person that we have on our show is our very own Shiham. She's been with us before. So Shiham from Shy Fitness. How are you? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing, Fatima?
How are you doing on this cold evening?
I am freezing. I'm sitting in front of the heater as you speak. I think that's the best part of doing an interview on the phone. You can sit around in front of the heater.
So, Shiham, I've been telling Shafiq about all the online fitness that's been happening in Cape Town.
Yes.
It's just everybody has just turned to that option now. And can you tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing with your online training on your side?
So I have, I've been doing three different kinds of things online. So I do my one-on-one training sessions, which is my personal training. I started off with just doing it via WhatsApp call. So then me and my clients would then do a WhatsApp call, which kind of like works the same, but I prefer to do the workout with my clients on the phone, so it looks like they're interacting. So I'm not just sitting on the other side of the phone watching them. Then I have an hour session or 30-minute session for clients. I've also dropped my prices within the time of the lockdown because, I mean, we've all been going through difficult times. I've then also done the Zoom classes, which I have a plan, which is called the 28-Day SheFit Zoom Challenge, which then gives you an eating plan that you can go by and then Zoom classes three times a week. Or you can just choose to do the Zoom classes 3 times a week with me, which is on a Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, which I must say it's been quite a success because we actually have about, say, over 50 women at the moment in our Zoom class.
Shyam, Shafiq, the side of the line, I hear what you're saying with regards to a 20-day program. So you've obviously done all your homework. You've put something together, which is brilliant.
Yes.
But what stands out for me is, you know, there's fitness and there's proper eating involved. Unfortunately,
yes.
You are not... obviously, your program that you put together is on a nutritional point, and you're just asking people to try the utmost to either follow and put in their own diets here and there, because clearly you're not going to be responsible for anyone cupping om there in the, in the yard. You know what I'm saying?
Shyam, how do you keep the goals, you know, because you're obviously at home snacking, all of those things.
Yes.
How do you keep your goals motivated?
The thing is, I'm not really that difficult on my clients when it comes to eating. Of course, you should be. But I mean, for me, it's like if you're forcing somebody to do something that they don't want to do, so you're giving them an eating plan, you're telling them, listen, stick to this, and this is what's going to happen. It's like telling a child, do not do that, and then they're still going to do it. So it's kind of like with my clients, they know that if we start off with the training, I normally tell them to stick to as healthy eating as they can. So cut out small things as time goes by. Take out little by little every time. Try and keep your plate in a sense of 50% veggies, 30% protein, and 20% carbs. I do not tell you to take out carbs. If it's coffee also and you want 3 sugars, I'll tell them, you know what, let's try every week to go down half a sugar. Because everything takes time. So when it comes to my eating plans, I don't really tell my clients, listen, you must go on the eating plan. It is something that I've worked out with somebody that does nutrition.
Mm.
I don't work out the things for myself. What I have done in my plan is, though, I've created options for each specific meal that is 3 times a day. So not saying that for the whole week you're going to eat chicken. You can choose between fish, chicken, mince, steak. So you have options to play around with. But that's, again, at the point where you decide that you have a goal that you want to achieve within weight loss or weight gain.
Yeah.
So that is where I say my clients need to go on an eating plan because they have goals. But if you're healthy, your lifestyle wants to be healthy, loving, then you just need to stick to certain things with your eating for the rest of your life. You can't be on an eating plan for the rest of your life. It's not going to work.
Shyam, let's quickly look at what you're focusing on a lot is time and, you know, options. And we know, of course, not everybody's going back to work, back to school. So they've got programs at home. How would your program fit in and allow others to actually get involved?
Okay. So what I do with my, at the moment now, with my Zoom classes and online training, I only take personal one-on-one training sessions between 10 and 4. When it comes to my Zoom classes, what I do is, I might be giving my trick away here on the radio. Thanks for that. So what I do is I actually do my Zoom classes at a certain time, which is 6 p.m. Okay? And then if you do not make it to the session at any specific day at that time, I do pre-recorded videos. So then I send the video into the group, which you can then do in the time when you have available. But most of the time, most of the ladies actually do join the class or the session. But if you can't make it at the time, I do send the video that you can actually do it after. But you need to send in the group that you've done it or that you've done something of the workout.
Okay, fantastic. So there's not just you, you're also allowing people to interact on a different level.
You see, the thing is, like, I feel like my group becomes more like a family. Like, to be honest, the ladies will agree with me. I'm sure they're listening to me right now. Hi, ladies. Is that we become more like a family and a community of women. Like, imagine having 50 women in a group and you ask one question that you actually need to know about anything. So we're able to communicate in the group as a community to assist with mothers or to assist with womanly things, and Even the specials at the shops. So if one finds a special, then we all know about that special.
Oh, it's like that now.
So it becomes...
Boss on this, yeah.
I don't really tell my group to say, listen, guys, this is only a group to chat about fitness and health, because they know me by now.
Yeah.
We don't just speak about that. We speak about everything. I'm telling you, everything. So it's just so much fun. And to for so many ladies to get together and communicate and be on that level, it's amazing.
Okay.
And then we help each other with the small little businesses we have and things that we can share.
Obviously, networking goes a long way amongst the ladies. Shyam, you know we're running out of time here, but what I just want you to leave us with is a few contact details and then a final word from you with regards to staying fit.
You can find me on my Instagram page, which is she.fitness. I'm not on Facebook, but I also have the she.fitness_studio. And on my Instagram page, you'll find my email and details that you can mail me. I'm not really somebody that doesn't communicate via DM. So if you want, you can just send me a DM message. I will reply. And then also, I think the message that I want to send is not just for anybody that's within fitness. It's more or less, I want to send it out to everybody. Where I've actually written this down, so it's going to sound like I've read it. I know it's a difficult time, but it's not the end. This is only the beginning. We have been tested to push ourselves out of our comfort zones and see how we would cope, take this time to make the most of moments we have with family, take this time to do the things we always thought we were too busy to do, take this time to reflect on the path you have taken, and if it is something you are passionate about, don't let this time get you down. Let it rise you up and you and your full potential to find the person you always wanted to become.
Lekker.
So that's the message out to everyone.
Shyam, well done for putting something together and just doing what you love doing, and I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people, especially our lady folks. Keep on going, man. You know, don't stop.
And Shyam, just from us, we really appreciate what you do, you know, especially with the women and changing their mindsets and everything. So we do watch your pages, and we do keep up to date. So shukran for
that. I just want to send a message to all the ladies. They also know how much they actually motivate me to do the best I can do each and every day for each and every one of them. So I just want to say shukran to all of them and shukran to all the listeners, and then shukran to you guys for giving me this opportunity.
Afwan, all the best. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum.